KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Brad Phillips joins us. He's the director of The Great Race. GreatRace.com is the website. And let me just start by saying you have to go to the website. Lots of information. And by the time we're done talking about The Great Race and you go to the website, this is a fun family event you're going to want to be at next week. Balloon Fiesta Park, June 24th, that is, at 4 p.m. I've seen 3:45, 4 p.m. But be there, you know, mid-afternoon. Get out there for a lot of fun. And as I mentioned, welcoming into the broadcast, Brad Phillips. Thanks, Brad, for taking the time.
Steve, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on to talk about our great race.
Yeah, so we're pre-recording this, and you are in the midst. I mean, you're like, you're traveling along with the race. Is that right?
Oh, yes. We are currently in Springfield, Illinois, which is our host city for the very beginning of our 2,400-mile adventure. And as you know, we're going all the way to Pasadena, California, on Route 66, and we'll be there in a week and a half or so from today's date.
Okay, well, I want to get back to the history of, you know, whose brilliant idea was this? Because as I look at it, I mean, how fantastic. I'm excited to see the cars, and it's just a lot of energy and lots of fun. But whose idea was this, and how did it get underway?
Well, back in the early 1980s, a man named Tom McRae came up with the idea of a competition to celebrate the love of truly vintage cars. And they started off with maybe 20 or 30 cars, and they would go from Walt Disney World to Disneyland. They went from Mexico City to Seattle, big 2 to 3 week adventures. And over time, it's become the format of where we are today, which is approximately 9 or 10 days of competition. But we still follow that same veteran car rule of a 1974 and older vehicle. So it really is a celebration of vintage cars and the people that love them across America. It's great.
All right. Well, I have to tell my brother with his 69 Chevelle Supersport, he's got to reach out.
Yeah,
but I know,
absolutely.
I think you and I mean, we grew up with those being the muscle cars and what have you that we're so attracted to. But listen, we're talking about some really vintage vehicles. How far back do the vehicles go?
Well, even just today, we pulled a 1916 American LaFrance Speedster off the trailer and got it into the parking garage. So
yeah,
we have everything back to these crazy, crazy cars that used to be fire trucks around the turn of the century, and they've been rebodied into these open wheel, exposed engine creations. So it really is a crazy walk through history to have things like that with wooden wheels all the way through, you know, kind of more modern muscle car era stuff of the early 70s.
Yeah, and to see some of these, I mean, you'll see them if you go to the website, GreatRace.com. But Brad, let's paint a picture for the families that are listening and thinking, okay, well, Wednesday, you know, maybe before we head to the midweek service at our church, we head over for the afternoon at Balloon Fiesta Park, great location. And as they come into this event, give us the theater of the mind. What are they going to experience when they get to the great race?
We have 150 teams of cars. So you're going to see a parade of these vehicles coming in 1 minute increments, sometimes less, as they come off the clock from competition into Balloon Fiesta Park. We have a special parking area. So all of these cars are going to be coming in. We have announcers that are going to be bringing it in. We've got sponsors. We've got merchandise tents. It is a true carnival of activity around all these cars coming. And it is really, really amazing to be a part of.
Now, go ahead. Cut you off.
Well, I can tell you, I have a perspective of this not only as the event director, but I've been a competitor in this race since 2008. And I've been driving a 1916 Hudson open wheel speedster. Looks like an old Indy car. So I can tell you firsthand what it's like when you come in and the crowds are waving, American flags everywhere, people cheering. It is really an amazing, iconic experience for spectators and racers alike.
Yeah, and as we celebrate the semi-quincentennial, 250 years of this great experiment that we call America, it's also celebrating a centennial for Route 66.
Absolutely. It is a really interesting confluence of history here with the Mother Road from Chicago to Southern California and the 250 years of our country. So it's really epic. You couldn't write it, you know, this, if this was a Hollywood movie, you couldn't figure out how to write both of these things in together, but here we are. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And listen, if you just joined us, Brad Phillips is with us, the director of The Great Race. The website is greatrace.com. And, you know, Brad, it may be, you already shared with me your favorite part of the race where you mentioned being a driver and driving in the Hudson you mentioned. Say this year, you know, you're not a driver. And I know you're busy. You're very busy directing and really preparing for a great event for our whole families that are listening to KLYT. But what stands out to you, you know, as an observer, where you like to be as you go along with this event?
Well, my favorite thing really is to watch families come and young kids that see these cars in action and don't get to see that every day. And our drivers and navigators are very well versed in saying, hey, would you like to sit in the car? And I can't tell you how many hundreds of kids over the years I've picked up and put in the driver's seat of that Hudson. This is really about sharing our hobby. I mean, it's a competition with $160,000 in prize money, but our really main thing is to share the message of the collector car hobby and how much fun it can be and how inclusive it can be and what a wonderful thing it is for families. So we get a chance to showcase that everywhere in the country every year.
Yeah. You shared a couple of things I want to make sure to highlight. You know, when you're at an event like this or at a large amusement park or, you know, and you have the kids and to see, kind of live it through their eyes and just see how much they are soaking this in. What a great opportunity for, you know, history and just family fun. And I'm glad also that you mentioned the drivers, because you do have opportunity to meet the drivers and see these classic cars up close. They're not, you know, I mean, I don't want to say there's no stanchions anywhere, but you get real close to the cars. And in some instances, like you mentioned, you know, kids maybe have opportunity to sit in these vintage classic cars. Hey, we're coming up against a break, a minute or two, Brad, but I absolutely want to make sure to throw it back to you. Other than making sure that the listeners going to greatrace.com, and of course, locally here, you can go to visitalbuquerque.org. Just do a search for Great Race on their website. That's where we found it. Brad, what else would you make sure the KLYT listener knows before they head out to Bloom Fiesta Park, June 24th, that's the next Wednesday, 4 p.m.?
I just want them to know they should come, bring friends, and expect a really unique experience. There's nothing like what we do, and our people love to talk about it. They love to showcase it, and we love to meet the people in all the towns we go through. Albuquerque is a phenomenal place to visit. I used to live in Colorado, and I used to go to Albuquerque and Santa Fe and all the wonderful places that your listeners are from. And it's a wonderful, wonderful community. So I can't wait to meet everybody that we can. And we're all going to be there. Again, between drivers and navigators, there's 300 of us, plus support teams. You're really talking about an army of 500 people that we have marching across the country. And all of us have the same goal of sharing the message and the fun of all of it.
Yeah, well, one of the most important parts I want to make sure to mention, it is free, 50 free. It's a free event. Bring the whole family, bring your friends, the Great Race. It's greatrace.com, or you can find information at visitalbuquerque.org. Director of the Great Race, Brad Phillips, so much appreciate your time. I mean, I caught you in the midst of it today. You're going to and fro, and you took some time to give us a great picture of what to expect Wednesday. So thanks again for your time. Thanks for putting this together. And we look forward to not only this year, but future events. So don't be a stranger.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time, Steve. And we hope that all your listeners come out to see us.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.